If it's delicious and in Connecticut, they're talking about it. It's The Feed, Star 99.9.
Now it's getting nicer out, springtime, maybe you're doing some gardening, and you kind of getting that vibe of like wanting to eat some farm-to-fork, farm-to-table type places. I know a lot of people crave that. Every Tuesday, we talk to CT Food Girly. You can find her on Instagram, at CT Food Girly. So Alex, you know, I knew you'd be the person to ask about these type of places, because I don't even know what to Google. I guess like farm-to-fork?
There's so many good spots out here in Connecticut. I'm a big gardener because my father is. Let me tell you a couple of the restaurants to go to, maybe if you don't have the green thumb. But there's a place called The Spread. It's located in the heart of historic South Norwalk, just steps away from the Maritime Aquarium. Great restaurant with farm-to-table menu, seasonal outdoor patio. They do have rooftop dining as well, which is lovely. They have dishes made from fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Personally, I go for the massaged kale salad with sunflower seeds, has avocado, goat cheese, house dressing. They also have a really good Kobe burger with aged cheddar cheese and their spicy mayo.
I like the places that do this farm to table because you feel like they put a little bit more effort into it because they're getting the locally sourced ingredients. So I feel like it comes through in the food.
Absolutely. I don't mind paying a little more for those locally sourced ingredients, all about supporting that small business in Connecticut and the farmers as well.
Yeah.
And in Norwalk, there's Sugar and Olive. They're home to the Badass Bagel. It's 100% sourdough bagels compared to your standard yeast bagel that you might eat often.
Ah, okay.
You can find the bagels at a lot of farmers markets for Sugar and Olive, but you can also pre-order them too on their app. They're made with their own sourdough starter. It's organic and non-organic bread flour. They also use rye flour, so there's no GMOs, regionally sourced or it's locally sourced. Water and sea salt. All their bagels are dairy-free, and they're vegan as well.
Wow, that sounds delicious. Nice little breakfast there.
Exactly. Another great town for farm-to-table is New Haven. There's Zinc. Restaurant is more modern American cuisine. They really focus on sustainable food, local market-inspired meals. They have a whipped goat cheese and pea ragout. It's incredibly fresh, has warm, spicy honey, fried basil and mint, crispy garlic, pine nuts, and then really nice grilled bread.
The spicy honey I've been into lately. That's one of my favorite things ever to put on like basically everything. But that sounds great on the goat cheese and all that. Yum.
I love that spicy honey too. I think it's like Mike's Hot Honey.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the go-to. Yeah.
Also in New Haven, there's Heirloom at the Study. So it's located inside the Study at Yale. Now, they offer farm and coastal cuisine. They have more of an urban dining experience. Some of their CT vendors that are local is 4 Mile River Farms, Steppy Farm Lands, Calibro Cheese, Jones's Apiary, Sugar Maple Farms, Starlight Garden Farms, all around us in Connecticut. They have a really great lunch. They have a salmon poke bites on their menu that I saw, and they do an incredible lobster toast and local Connecticut oysters.
We are getting into the lobster season. I like that.
I know. Last one on my list is a little bit far, but it's well worth the drive. It's Arethusa Al Tavolo. It's in Bantam. Now, this restaurant's absolutely incredible, start to finish. I made a reservation here months ago to get in. They also have the Arethusa Dairy Farm. It's home to approximately 350 dairy cows. So the milk, the cream, the yogurt, ice cream, butter, cheese from the cows, it's on the showcase at the restaurant. And if you don't want to take that drive to Bantam for the restaurant experience, there is Arethusa Farm Dairy in New Haven that serves up really incredible ice cream.
Perfect. All right. Talking to CT Food Girly. Now that we're getting into the spring season, the nicer weather, maybe you're doing some gardening. You're kind of craving that farm to table type experience. Every Tuesday, we talk food with CT Food Girly. You can find her on Instagram at CT Food Girly. Now, we were talking earlier about different restaurants throughout the state, but what about like a full on experience, that kind of farm experience, Alex?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to doing one of these this summer. I'm going to start us off with the Farm Belly. Now, they used to have a food truck. You may have seen it around New Haven, surrounding towns. Now, Farm Belly is a mobile kitchen. They're caterers. They're able to be on site for many events. And everything the Farm Belly serves starts with dairy, meat, and produce from a huge list of local connections all around the state of Connecticut. They've established relationships with over 50 farms. They're consistently working with about 25 of them. It's true local farm fresh ingredients without the expensive food trend that many of us think comes with that farm to table.
Yeah, it almost sounds like a traveling farmer's market. Like that's sort of, exactly. It sounds like the idea behind it.
And if you don't want to bring the farm to your party, you can bring the party to the farm. Like you said, Kevin, Connecticut offers a lot of dining on the farm experiences, Several restaurants, such as the River Tavern and Millwright's, offer special dining events that take place at local farms in Connecticut. And on August 1st, at Hunt Brooks Farm in Quaker Hill, there's a special dinner. Now, it's going for four nights, so it's August 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And each night has a different five-course dinner menu, showcasing the talents of the cooks and, of course, the farmers. There's going to be local beer, wine, homegrown music, too, in Quaker Hill.
That's crazy. That's like a farm getaway. That's like a whole vacation at a farm. That sounds awesome.
Definitely try to get tickets for one of those nights if you're lucky.
Yeah.
Next one I have is Farm to Table. It's hosted by the Max Restaurant Group, so it's Max Chef to Farm Events. They offer changing locations throughout the state with these extraordinary menus. Coming up in June, they're having a local sustainable seafood dinner in Simsbury at the Rosedale Farms and Vineyards. They had the same one last year. They speak with the farmers. They see what's at peak that day. They build their menu around that day's harvest. And with these events, you can get to tour the farm, see the fields, learn about the history, the operations, the products. And then dinner is served, which was cooked daily and from scratch. So the ingredients are sourced from local CT farmers, ranchers, and fishermen. So Max's Chef to Farm event could be totally something that maybe people want to try this summer.
See, I like that because you're kind of, yeah, you're learning about the food that you're eating. It's not just like it's coming right to your table. You're actually getting, you know, some knowledge behind it too. That's fun.
Right. And how cool to be able to talk with the farmers and see what they do just to harvest the food that's on your plate.
Absolutely. All right. Yeah, I liked this. This is a good week because you normally we're talking about all the different restaurants, but now we're talking about the farms and the farmers and getting into the springtime. So there's some great places that you suggested here. So if anyone's craving that farm-to-table type experience, you got some spots. So CT Food Girly, find her on Instagram. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Kevin.